It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys with must-add players and deep roster pickups. It's the Waiver Wire Show. Here's Kevin Moore.
Yeah, that's right. We're the Fantasy Football Guys. I am Kevin Moore, and it is the Waiver Wire Show. If you're still in the playoffs, if you're still working the Waiver Wire, good for you. That means you have a shot at the ship, which is why we're all here. Whether it's a money league or a bragging rights league, just winning is enough. Well, cash never hurts, right? Well, we're here to help you out with that. We have some players to go through. Some of them you've heard of. Some of them are fresh. They're brand spanking new. They're old enough to play NFL football, of course, but they're new to this list. Before we get to that, though, I do want you to know that Harry's products make great gifts. I don't know if you knew that or not. They make quality products that are great gifts, and that's a good thing. So if your guy's anything like me, it's nearly impossible to find the right gift. You want the gift to be thoughtful, but you also want it to be useful, so you got to get him the gift of Harry's. It's a practical gift that he'll get a lot of use out of, and you can personalize it to make it special by choosing a handle color that perfectly suits him. All right, so, you know, I love everything about the shave. I love the shave gel and the smell of it and the feel of it and the closeness of the shave. The five-blade cartridges provide that close shave, and I dig it. So, basically what's happening this holiday season is Harry's is offering custom and limited edition shave sets. They come with German-engineered five-blade cartridges. They give you that close, comfortable shave I was just talking about. You get the foaming shave gel that smells amazing. There's also special limited edition winter chrome and emerald green handles available, and you can personalize it with an engraving. That's cool. Gift sets start at just $10 and come ready to give in beautifully designed gift boxes, and they make great stocking stuffers. So, as a special offer for TFFG fans and listeners, hopefully they're the same thing, but anyway, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you go to harrys.com/FFguys. This offer is only available for the holidays. This holiday season, give Harry's and give handsome. Get your holiday shopping done early. Take advantage of the free shipping. To get your limited edition holiday shave set while supplies last, go to harrys.com/FFguys right now. That's harrys.com/FFguys. You're going to get something great out of it. We actually get a little something, too. It's kind of nice if you do it that way. All right. So let's take a look at the waiver wire. Not a lot on here, as you can imagine, this time of year. The quarterbacks that you might want to pick up, there's really only two that I give the enthusiastic thumbs up to. Josh McCown is a guy who I've been recommending for weeks, and he's a great spot start. And in a couple occasions, even in playoff team, in teams that I have that have gone to the playoffs, I've just been starting him every week. He's the best option I have. So, you know, he's continuing to throw the numbers up there. He was the second highest scoring quarterback on Sunday. Gotta love that. Anyway, he's available in 58% of Yahoo leagues. Your mileage may vary in your league, but it's got to be nearly the same. Dude had 331 yards in the TD. It's not Tom Brady numbers, you know, but it'll win you a ball game. Jimmy Garoppolo is the other guy. No, he didn't have a TD, and he had the first interception of his career, but the guy's still learning the offense, and the team is excited to have him in there. 84% availability in Yahoo leagues. If you're in a dynasty league or a multiple keeper league, this guy is a guy to investigate. I think he's going to be good down the stretch of his career next several years. And you know what? Say what you want. We make fun of him a lot, dude. But Blake Bortles, 309 yards and two TDs. He's running the ball well. He's not turning the ball over so much recently. I don't know. Maybe the guy's coming into his own. He is really young. You know, we think Blake Bortles has been out there, screwing things up for years. But he's only in his third or fourth year. So there's still time for him to be fantasy relevant. To stream quarterbacks, play these guys with caution, obviously. Joe Flacco actually had himself a day. But trust? Not from me. Brent Hundley's out there kind of stinking it up. So is Tom Savage. Trevor Siemian back in the starting role with Denver, however bad that may be. Eli Manning looks to be back under center for the Giants, but we all know how that goes. Blaine Gabbert, probably not a bad option given matchups and such. And he's been doing okay. But if you're streaming quarterbacks into the playoffs, may not go well for you. Just saying. All right, so looking at the tight ends, you really have three here on this list. You got Steven Anderson for Houston, who's actually come out and actually started to do a little something. Had 12 targets this last weekend. That's amazing. Only caught five of them, though. 79 yards and a TD. You know what? I don't know what you're... If you're a guy who's been living and dying, you know, by Redskins tight ends, maybe, you know, switching over to a Houston tight end might not be bad for you. Anderson's available in 100% of Yahoo leagues. Ricky Seals-Jones still available in 72% of Yahoo leagues. Didn't score a touchdown this week, but he was 2 for 5 targets and had 44 yards. For the Cardinals. And David Njoku, maybe it was the addition of Josh Gordon to that wide receiver core, but he seemed to have a little more room this week. Had 6 targets, caught 4 of them, 74 yards and a TD. Now, it's hard to trust anybody on the Cleveland offense not named Josh Gordon or maybe Isaiah Crowell, but Njoku actually had himself a little bit of a day. So, you know, maybe a bench stash for him. Why not? Looking at the running backs now, it's the Seattle running back. I don't know. It's going to be difficult to know what this guy's future is, but he had himself a game against Philly on Sunday night, damn it. Mike Davis had 16 carries, 64 yards, caught all 4 of his targets for 37 yards, 91% availability in Yahoo leagues. He seemed to be the guy. I don't know. It's Seattle. It's almost as confusing as the Patriots were early, but they seem to have locked down Burkhead and Dion. So we'll see. Mike Davis is available, like I said, 91% of Yahoo leagues. Peyton Barber for Tampa Bay. I don't know about this guy. I mean, it's Tampa Bay, so, you know, if Martin comes back, does Barber just get shoved to the side again? It seems as though Martin is the worst option for fantasy, but he seems to be the first option for the Bucs. I don't know. Barber had 23 carries for a buck 2, caught all four of his targets for 41 yards. That seems to me to be production that needs to be reckoned with, and Martin's not getting it done nearly that well. Dude's available in 94% of Yahoo leagues, but of course you have to factor in the Martin factor, and that's not going to be good, so you know, proceed with caution there. Aaron Jones for Green Bay came back this last week. It was obviously the Jamal Williams show, but Aaron Jones did have 1 20-yard touchdown run, so he seems to be healthy and back. Not sure what his role is going to be going forward. So this, you know, we've seen Jamal Williams actually be very fantasy relevant. So I don't know if it's going to be, you know, split carries, what the deal is going to be. So 65% of availability for Aaron Jones going into the playoffs, if they make the playoffs, but your fantasy playoffs, he may be a guy to stash and see what happens. With Adrian Peterson out, Kerwin Williams, 16 carries, 97 yards. He's available in 97% of Yahoo leagues. I'm guessing, though, that as soon as Peterson comes back, Williams becomes irrelevant. I don't know. We'll see what happens with Peterson, but if you're looking for a handcuff, Kerwin Williams had himself a bit of a day. Now we start to get to stretches. Not that Kerwin Williams wasn't a stretch, but these guys are real stretches. So Theo Riddick is a guy in PPR that we've played for years. He actually had himself a little bit of a PPR day this last week. Only 21 yards on 9 carries. Did have a TD. Five catches for 41 yards. So he had himself a day. And of course, you know, Amir Abdullah was out, and that helped. And that's, you know, he's 60% available in Yahoo League. So, you know, in a PPR, if you're looking for a bench stash for an emergency in the playoffs, you could do worse than that guy. I mean, the quarterback is good. The offense is struggling usually, you know, behind. So, you know, he's the guy who comes out on third down and, you know, in a PPR, he's worth it. And there's a kid named Teon Green. Now, I'm not sure what his future or his role is going forward with this team, but he had 11 carries for 51 yards. Do the averages yourself. He also had a TD in there. So maybe next year, maybe Teon Green's a guy you want to get a look at. So just making you aware of that guy. Looking at the wide receivers, Ryan Grant from Washington, 76 yards and a TD, 9 targets, 5 catches for him. Somebody's going to catch the ball there. It was Crowder a couple weeks ago. This week it was Grant. And Crowder did all right as well, but he's not available on the wire so much. But 98% availability for Grant if you're looking for a bench wide receiver. We mentioned Marquise Goodwin on the show on Wednesday and Saturday a bit too for San Francisco. Dude had 8 targets, caught all of them, 99 yards. He's available in 68% of Yahoo leagues. And with Garoppolo there now, he's only going to get better. And Goodwin is a main target in that offense. So he could surprise in your fantasy playoffs. I would pick him up. In fact, I'm going to pick him up if I can. Jermaine Kearse for the Jets. We talked about him a little bit on Saturday. Dude had 10 targets, 9 catches, a buck 57. Didn't find the end zone, but if he continues that way, you know, I like those numbers. Available in just over half of Yahoo leagues. Like I said, your mileage may vary. D.D. Westbrook for Jacksonville, actually becoming more involved in the offense. Had 9 targets this last week. Caught 6 of them. For 78 yards, and he's 72% available as well. If you're in a dynasty league, I think this guy is going to be important going forward, whether it's Bortles or not. This kid has some skill, to be sure. We've talked about Mike Wallace on this show before. I don't know. Guy's actually been doing okay lately. 8 targets, 5 catches, a buck 16, and he's available in 65% of Yahoo leagues. The whole thing is how much do you trust Joe Flacco to get him the ball? I don't know. I'm not going to go near him, but if you're desperate for a wide receiver, he might be good for you. Trent Taylor for San Francisco is a guy that I'm really interested in for Dynasty. 6 catches on 6 targets, 92 yards. He's the little slot receiver, the Wes Welker type, the Julian Edelman type. And with Garoppolo and Frisco, you know, everything's pointing up in a lot of cases. Now, Cordarrelle Patterson was a guy we talked about on Wednesday's show and on Saturday's show. We weren't sure what he was going to be able to do because he's Cordarrelle Patterson. But dude actually did all right. 97 yards on 4 targets, caught all 4 of those. Didn't get into the end zone, but in a PPR, you know, 12, 13 points, 14 points, that's not bad. You can, you know that his value changes a little bit with Crabtree coming back, but we don't know what Cooper's status is going forward. He's available in 86% of Yahoo leagues. But of course, as always, with dudes like that, you need to absolutely proceed with caution.
Let's ride.
Alrighty then. If you made the playoffs, man, thumbs up to you. I made the playoffs personally in 5 out of 7 leagues. 5 out of 7 ain't bad. Of course, the one I really want to win is the one I didn't make the playoffs in, but and Lyle has a first-round bye in that one, so I'm going to have to hear about that. Just didn't work out. I had pretty decent scoring. It's just I always seem to be playing somebody who is like a top scorer, or I don't know. It was weird. I don't know where I landed in the scoring, but you know, I was I had a pretty good team. They just didn't make it happen. You know how it goes. All right, we'll be back on Wednesday night for the preview, week 14, if you can believe that. Week 14 preview on Wednesday. Enjoy your Tuesday. Good luck getting these waiver wire claims in and getting some players, and good luck in the playoffs. Have a good one. See ya.